Back to recording. Finally, eh? Right, I can put these videos together because I'm a wizard.
Yeah, what I was going to say, though, I don't miss the feeling if you lost. I used to get so upset.
The downers on your day.
Mate, it used to ruin my week because I had to go back to school on a Monday and I had all these Spurs fans, all these Arsenal fans, because I was London way, all chatting shit. Oh, what happened to Liverpool? Oh, Stephen Gerrard. Made a little slip, didn't he?
You don't miss that shit.
Never been a football fan in my life.
Good.
I don't know. Each to their own, isn't it? Everyone likes their own little sports. All of us, we like men in their pants.
For the right reasons.
That's a crazy sport. That's one thing I like about bodybuilding. One thing used to wind me up, like fucking, is that my S&C coach at uni used to be like, he was like a meathead of S&C, if that could be such a thing. That he was like, he used to always wind me up and be like, oh, how's that beach bod training going? And you'd be like, shut up. Like, what are you talking about, you idiot? Like, you disappoint me. It's not a sport, though, is it? And you'd just be like, what? Shut up. You're like, fuck off, you melt.
Mate, playing video games is a fucking sport. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I used to say. I used to say, well, people play Call of Duty for a sport now.
Yeah, and they make more money than most people that do in a normal job. So, like, it's, to say it's not a sport, it's like, say what you want, man, but it makes a lot of people a good living. Do you know what I mean?
But it's competitive, isn't it? The whole point.
Of course.
Sport. It's competitive. Mm-hmm. It's a competitive edge to the sport. The only thing with bodybuilding is that you perform on stage, but you don't really do... There's a lot of stuff around it. You know what I mean? There's a training aspect. You don't get on stage and start doing a couple of bicep curls, do you?
Thing with bodybuilding, I think people... One of the reasons people don't see it as a sport, or that people that don't see a sport don't see a sport, is because the effort you put in has nothing to do with the outcome.
No,
it's all based on opinion, mate. It's all based on being judged by what other people think of you.
It's so dancing.
Yeah. Pardon?
Judged.
Dancing.
So,
Of course, no, 100%. Dancing as well, you know. But dancing, posing, they can go in the same bracket to an extent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
it's all like...
to an extent, it's very subjective. So your effort isn't always representative of the result.
Yes.
But are we after the result? What is your result? Your result is a physique. So either way, if you put your best foot forward and you achieve your physique that you could for that time, then that's the result.
Yes, I know, but people see sports as something where you're winning. So, like,
what I'm saying is that if you don't put your best effort in, you just get on stage fat and the judges put you in fucking, I don't know, out of top 10 or something like that, then that's justified. That is your result.
100%. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you bench 200, if you did 3 hours of cardio or one, it doesn't matter what you did to get to the stage, whether you have it easy or hard, it has fuck all to do with the result. Because as long as you're better than the next guy, that's all that matters. Yeah. And as long as you're better in the eyes of someone who has just an opinion on all of you.
Yeah, I get your perspective, yeah.
Okay, so I understand that, yeah.
But obviously I understand that the effort has something to do with the outcome, because otherwise I wouldn't fucking train, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is a bit fucked up that everything that goes into it is not taken into account at all. It's just how you look.
The effort you put into it is how you look.
Of course, but what I'm saying is, some people can work harder than others and get a worse place in.
Oh, absolutely. I know personally that I can be beaten by people that didn't work as hard as me. Mm-hmm. I know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Hang on. This seat's fucking my arse up. Fuck.
Your seat's fucking you in your
arse. Yeah, my seat's fucking, it's a wooden seat. It's fucking my arse up. It's hurting my arse.
And another thing, I think people fail to see it as a team sport, but it can be a team sport if you have a good training partner.
Yeah, man, it's not like that. It's cheap, to be fair.
You know, that'd be like saying fighting isn't a real sport, but you need a sparring partner.
is an individual sport as well. Well, it technically is, but technically isn't as well, because you have a whole team of people in your corner.
Exactly, man. It's a different spin on the same concept. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of 11 people playing at the same time, it's just one of you. But you all had a part to play.
I think most bodybuilders are very good at, if they've got a good physique and they've made it far, it's because they've obviously got good people behind them, because you wouldn't be able to get on with it and do it to the best of your capacity without people being very understanding. And saying that, I think we're pretty good at selecting people who are good for us and that are not good for us. Because I know that it's almost a curse sometimes. I can shut people out and make sure I'm around the right people, which is great, but I can also be very brutal, and I can get rid of family if I wanted to. And that's a terrible trait of mine.
Is it a terrible trait, though? That's not a terrible trait at all. I beg to differ. Because I apply those same principles to my life, you see, not just I have a very, very, very small circle. I'm a very social creature, and I speak to so many people every day. I got loads of clients. I have people message me on Instagram. I love talking to people, but actual people in my circle, mate, is like fucking five.
Very good. And do you find it hard when there's someone else new coming into your life to, it's a risk?
No, because if someone is coming into my life, there's a reason for it. I chose that person.
Let's put it this way. Let's say you're getting into a new relationship with a girl, yeah? And you don't know everything about this girl, like her, but you're not 100% sure whether in the long term she's going to fuck your goals up or not. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, letting that person in, this is my curse. In the past, I would just say, no, fuck it. Last, I'd say, year and a half, I've been like that. I've rejected every advance going for this reason. And I've made a lot of progress. But you can't be like that your whole life.
But this is something... If
someone the right chance, you might just let someone in who fast forwards your progress even more.
Haven't we spoken about this, though, previously?
I don't know. What I was going to say, though,
I want your perspective.
When you're getting to letting someone new in, let's say it's like a girl... someone like or a partner, whoever floats your boat, coming in, it's about laying those ground rules and be like, look, I do this thing and I want it as a career. This is what I enjoy doing in my life, and I want to make my living what I enjoy. It dedicates, you know, XYZ, 100% dedication. Look, there's going to be at times where I can be a knob and I can be quite cold. I'm going to, you know, even though it's in a honeymoon period, but I need to know now that you're okay with that and that you're not going to kick off, because you're going to kick off, I'll show you the fucking door. It's so black and white. Look, be like, I'm a happy-go-lucky, blah, 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 but if you're going to kick off, I'll show you the fucking door.
Yeah, because it's not, to me, with a girl, it's not even about whether they accept the bodybuilding or not. I've already assumed they accept the bodybuilding, otherwise they wouldn't be interested in me anyway, because they know about that. Whether they cause me stress, and the stress could come from anywhere. I don't do stress. I do not do stress in my life. That's why I'm very particular about the people I let in. And to me, it's so hard for me to let someone in and not know whether they're going to cause me stress. And that's where I'm automatically assumed with people and just not let them in at all.
You have to change your perspective then, because you have to consider everyone a good person until they give you a reason to consider them a bad person, not consider everyone a bad person until they give you a reason to consider them a good person. Because otherwise you'll never give anyone a chance.
You could let that person know.
The problem is, with what Josh just said, the problem is my past experiences have...
But your past experiences can't transfer into future experiences, because otherwise you're just basing everyone off one person or one experience. And that's not how the world works.
No, you're right. No,
you're basing everything, every kind of construct that you, every construct you have in your mind of people will always be based off past experience, but you have to let go of the negatives and just take the positives, completely let go of the negatives, so they don't haunt you moving forwards. Because if you don't, every time you look at someone and you think of that negative experience you've had, it's going to instantly put you off letting them into your life.
I know, look, everything you've just said, I've just applied something recently in my life, and I've done it, and it was a risk. It was hard for me fucking do, really hard. But I've done that, but I'm constantly questioning in my head, is this the right thing? Is this the right thing?
Why do you stress about it so much, though? Why you just let it happen naturally and let it flow naturally? And if there is any red flags, then you go, this isn't for me. But until that time comes, don't presume there's going to be red flags and wait for them to come. Just let it happen with a very positive mindset.
I was going to say, let that person know how that you don't deal with stress too well as well. So they could try and they should respect that you suffer with stress.
It's not even because stress is a very individual thing. It's like one thing could cause you stress that doesn't cause me any stress. So to say to someone, I don't do with stress, you're not giving them any idea as to what stress is to you. Your personal idea of stress is completely irrelevant to me because my idea of stress could be completely different to yours. So it's all about communication. They're saying, this is how I am. These are my flaws. These are the good things about me. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with that. I'm just laying everything out there. Not saying I don't deal with stress, but saying these things cause me stress. Yeah. If these are part of your personality, then I don't think we're compatible.
About, I already know, and I actually already agree. I'm just getting your perspective because I think a lot of people, including myself, I do question it sometimes. But yeah. I think a lot of people in bodybuilding suffer with relationships in this way because they're so devoted to the goal that they can't devote themselves to someone else as well.
And let me close this door 1 second. Oh,
yeah. I know what you're talking about. Shut up. I know what you're talking about, Dan. It's especially if you were letting someone new into it. I mean, for me, this is obviously, like, very lucky. Well, my missus is very underslide. Do you know what I mean? There's been no issue.
Look, here's the reality, man, and it just doesn't apply to bodybuilding. It's like if you wanted a multi-million pound company business, the same principles apply. Because you have to put the same efforts in if you want to be the top of the... If you want to be in the top of the fucking hierarchy of your field, your industry, then you have to give everything, right? But it's all down to compromise. And people compromise in relationships thinking that, you know, all these things are good. I really don't like these things, but I'm going to settle in case someone better doesn't come along. That's a very bad way to look at things. If you don't want to compromise, don't compromise. There's nothing wrong with being alone until the right person comes along where their negative things and your positive things completely bind so that you're a perfectly balanced couple.
That's totally true. That's the reason I have kept myself blocked off for so long.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I wasn't prepared to compromise.
We live in a day and age where people think it's fucked up to be alone. Mate, if you're single, 50 and happy because you haven't found the right person yet, why would you settle for being with the wrong person just so you can say you're with someone? That's fucked up in itself. That's more fucked up than being alone and happy. It's like people, because then it's like, why are divorce rates so high? Because people think that they have to compromise in relationships. And I don't think that's true. I think if you find the right person, you don't have to compromise at all because they understand you for exactly who you are. You understand them for exactly who they are. And it works perfectly. And if that isn't the case, then I don't think the person is right for you. That's just my personal perspective.
This comes to the full circle about where people say balance. Now, we spoke about balance before. But my thoughts on balance have come even more clearer recently, probably in the last year, probably the last 8 months or so, I'd say, where I've become a lot more definite in my view on it, is that fuck balance. Fuck it. Balance gets you nowhere. If you do want to be a hobby builder, you want to be a fucking bodybuilder. Now, this is so important because do you want to live this, what we're doing, take all the drugs and all the risk on your health and get nothing from it? This is my biggest fear of failure. And I've done everything to my body that I've done. And I've put all that effort in. I've blocked out all these people. I've set up my lifestyle in this way and I fucking fail. Do you want to do that? Be a fucking 40 years old, 50 year old and go, oh, I was an average bodybuilder. I did okay. You know,
you're enjoying it though. I mean, as in, like, if you've put 100% effort in, like you say, fuck balance, but you didn't get the result that you quite wanted. But you enjoyed it, though. You did what you loved.
It's not enough.
You know?
It has to be, because if you're... Look, the reality is the journey is the beautiful part. That's what brings you happiness, not the destination. Because getting to the end of the tunnel is not all it's meant to be. Like, because if...
Dave Palumbo, we're talking the live thing. Dave Palumbo, come on, like, if you're a bodybuilder and you don't want to be at Mr. Olympia, I mean, come on. It's like saying you play football and you don't want to play for England.
It isn't, though. I beg to differ. Everyone has different goals and aspirations.
Let's say, like, turning pro or something. You know, but he made a good fucking career out of it and he did what he loved.
But he achieved the physique he wanted to achieve. I think that was more important.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. The way I look at life is, you know, if I'm doing everything every day to make me happy and I'm happy every day doing whatever the fuck I'm doing, it doesn't matter if it's ticking the boxes to be the best bodybuilder or if it's, I don't know, whatever the fuck you do, whatever the fuck you want to do. That's all that matters, man. Be happy in the fucking moment because it's all you got.
The thing is, though, I do believe that hard work will be rewarded. So if you work fucking hard, you will be rewarded for your hard work. I believe that 100%. Yes. Everyone I know has worked hard in their profession at what they wanted to do, and they gave it 100%, and they didn't dabble, like you say, a hobby builder. They got rewarded for their hard work.
But to say that you were happy because of the hard work you put in, to me, coming from my perspective, that's not enough.
Why is it enough?
I understand that you want to win. You're in it because you want to win, right? You don't want to fucking turn up to a show and not fucking win.
To me, it's fuck having fun. What would be fun is achieving your goals.
But that is fun, so you'd enjoy it.
Yeah. After.
No, but you have to enjoy the process, otherwise you'll live a miserable life forever.
You enjoy the process. But what I'm saying is, for something to look back on, and you know, in your head, you treated it more like a hobby than you went all in, there's something wrong in my head about that. And trust me, if you went all in, you achieve your goal, because you should be, if you're a bodybuilder.
That's what I'm saying. Your hard work will be rewarded. So if you go all in and you work fucking hard, it will be rewarded. And that's what I was saying.
That's it.
But your idea of all in and someone else's could be completely different as well.
That is true.
Like I understand that my genetics allow me to not have to be as anal to make progress and still place well in shows. Yeah. But if I was anal as fuck, I wouldn't be happy because it doesn't satisfy me being so bodybuild that I don't life, because there's so many other areas of my life that I like to enjoy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
At the same time, I also know that I'm going to reach my goals and going to get where I want to go, because I do have the ability to flick a switch when I want to and when I need to. But I also have the ability to switch it off when the fuck I want as well, because I like to enjoy other things.
But then for you, in order for you to progress the best you can, you might need that time to flick it off.
I have to
flick it off. There's probably a possibility you might not be able to flick it back on.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, man, I'm not scared of losing progress by flicking it off, because I'm enjoying myself while I'm doing it.
I think me and Dan are very different. Me and Dan, if we flick it off, we self-destruct. I don't know what would happen. I'm scared to think what would happen if I don't know how to switch it off, to be honest. That is me being... I don't know. I don't want to. I enjoy being on it. That's what I enjoy in life, you know?
There are certain parts of the day that I can switch off and not talk about bodybuilding. It doesn't mean bodybuilding doesn't happen. It happens in the background. I've been doing this for so long now. I've been doing this for nearly 9 years. It goes on autopilot. I eat my meals. I drink all my water. Yeah. I train fucking hard. It happens without me even thinking.
Yeah.
But Josh, I don't think you have as much balance as you think you do. I think you think you have a very balanced life, but for you to get your most progress, you need to be happy. And your balance is balanced. I'm trying to put this in such a way. I just don't think you have as much balance as you think you do. I think you've constructed your life perfectly to what makes you happy. Exactly. What makes you happy gets you the best progress.
Exactly.
But it, yeah.
But that is how you should live.
That is how you should live.
Yeah.
For sure. I switch off. I have certain people that I know. Like, for example, I went out yesterday and I didn't think about bodybuilding once, but it happened in the background.
But there is, you say about balance. I mean, I don't understand the concept of balance in the sense that that like people refrain to it, because as you said, I just set my life up for my own happiness, and my happiness allows me to achieve my goals.
I think your balance comes from a place that you're so genetically gifted that you can get away with that balance.
Possibly. But I mean, like, I like to chill out in the evenings and go and smoke weed with my mate and chill in a field and just pose and just relax and talk. And I like to go for walks. There's loads of different shit I like to do, and I just make sure I get it done.
Right. Did you just hear what you just said? Everything you just did is not compromising your bodybuilding goals.
No, of course not. I know this. I'm aware of this. But it's the people that won't do these things because they think it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That's where I'm like, you can afford to do other shit, you know?
Absolutely. Everything you just said, I do.
See, I would rather chill, sit in with the missus and watch a film, but eat my meals, or we'll just talk shit in the kitchen while I cook and eat food, she'll cook and eat food. And, you know, bodybuilding, like Dan says, it's done autopilot, but that's what I would rather, I'd enjoy that. I'd rather go and see my mates sit in a field, because I'd sit in a field, I'd get bitten by bugs, I'd get pissed off, I'd start getting annoyed, I'd be like, fuck this. I'd be like, I want to have my meal warm. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I want to chill.
But that is where everyone is so individual. And you cannot compare yourself to other people, because everyone's concept of life is completely fucking different.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm showing to the viewers, though, that everyone's different. You know what I mean?
Everyone's different.
Everyone's
man.
Different.
But what I mean by taking a break from bodybuilding is I do go through a period where I take a fucking break from bodybuilding, where I'll still train because I love training. Training never stops. But I don't have a structure. That, you know, I might eat 3 meals in a day and then have a pizza in the night because I want to. I might have 5 meals in a day and then have 10,000 calories in the night because I want to. I might have 2 meals in a day because that's all I fancy eating. And I go, bodybuilding, you can take a minute to chill for a sec because I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, I don't know if you want it or not. Do you want greatness or not?
I already am great, bro. I am great to myself. That's all I need.
I'm just going to go for a piss.
What are your goals in bodybuilding?
I mean, I'll get to the Olympia without a shadow of a doubt.
And if you don't, let's say you don't, because I believe you will. I believe you've constructed your
life. I know I will. This is why I'm so confident.
I believe you will, exactly. But let's say you don't, and you've lived your life the way you have. Will you have any regrets? You're going to say no.
Fuck no, man. Not at all.
Part of you doesn't feel unfulfilled.
Look, I have my goals in bodybuilding, which I want to achieve, and I will achieve them. I have no time scale. I have no rush. There's no sense of urgency. I have time.
You're young.
I'm young. I live in the moment. I like living in the moment. I don't like looking too far ahead. You know, I do say to myself, right, I would like to get there in the next 5 years, which I think is very doable. And as I said, I also have this ability to go click. That might mean 3 years of pure bodybuilding, mate. It might just happen. But I live in the moment. If I wake up one day and I think to myself, I'm going traveling for a year. Trust that I'm going traveling for a year.
Let's say you're getting quite deep into those 5 years and you're still an amateur. Your physique hasn't changed much and it doesn't look likely you're going to hit that 5-year goal. Do you do anything to fast forward your progress?
Take more gear.
Depends where I was in my life for that stage. It depends. Of course, I mean, no, I wouldn't do anything to fast forward it. I just go, well, maybe 5 years was unrealistic given the way I live. That's fine. And then I might even just go, you know what? Maybe I need to change my goals. Maybe I don't want to get to the Olympia as bad as I thought I did. And maybe being a bodybuilder isn't all I wanted to be. Because the reality is, man, if you look inside yourself, you know, I know people a lot of people want to be a bodybuilder because they think everyone wants to see them as a bodybuilder. I'm happy being myself for who the fuck I am. That's why I'll sit in a field and look at cows and fucking meditate in a river, because I don't give a fuck what people think about me. If someone says, that's not a bodybuilder, I couldn't give less fucks. And if tomorrow I turned around and said, boys, I'm never bodybuilding again. I'm going over to a different sport, or I'm just stopping completely bodybuilding, it wouldn't faze me at all.
It wouldn't faze me either, because I actually don't know you as a bodybuilder.
I'd be deeply upset.
Of course, you know me as Josh. You know me on a more personal level, which is very good, you know? But I just don't, I'm not completely attached to my ego as such.
I'd miss your legs.
Pardon?
I'd miss your big legs.
They'll stay big. But I'm not so emotionally attached to the ego of Josh the bodybuilder that I will make that my entire life. But for now, I have a goal that I'm pretty confident, I'm very confident that I can reach, and I'll do the necessary when I need to, but I'll also take the time to have a break when I need to.
Okay. That's interesting. You know?
I like listening to other people's stuff. I mean, it just enhances the fact that everyone's an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can also respect everyone's individual opinions. No.
It's like if I said to you now, are you going to be a bodybuilder for the rest of your life? You know, when you turn pro and go further, you know, does this have a time limit for you in your eyes, in your head?
See, I still want to be the old guy at the gym who's fucking a little bit jacked. I love it, man. I fucking love it.
No, I've said this all along, man. I've said, all right, so I am emotionally attached to a goal. I'm emotionally attached to achieving that goal by a certain time. When I've achieved that goal, and I'm no longer going any further, and I look like I'm regressing, that's it. That is it. Because there was a goal physique that I want to hit. And when I'm going backwards, there's no way I'm going back forwards. Mm-hmm. And that's when bodybuilding, that's it. I have no emotional attachment to the muscle, none of that. I can drop mm-hmm. that once I'm done. The muscle is only there now because it's part of the goal. It's part mm-hmm. of building up to the goal. Once I'm done, all my efforts that I put into bodybuilding, all of it gets translated into putting into my family and being the best dad I can be, being the best husband I can be, and the rest of it. I think I see too many guys hold on to a pipe dream that's not going to happen, and it destroys their relationships, it destroys their mental health. It's old guys still using 500 mega train on a cruise who are going to kill themselves.
Yeah. That's something I will say as well, and this is something that I haven't really spoken about, but it's like what I found, and I've found out recently, is like I'm quite a spiritual person. Like, it's one of the reasons I meditate a lot, and I do, you know, go and just sit on my own by a river, and just because I like to like explore myself.
Can I just interrupt? So you were actually Mediterranean? You were meditating in the middle. It looked like a rock you were sitting on.
Yeah, I was sitting on a rock in the middle of a river.
Oh, that is so cool. It looked really zen.
Mate, I've been on this like spiritual journey for like 5 years. And only recently I've come to kind of like the peak of it to an extent. And a lot of my time has been invested into that. And it's one of the reasons I take a step away from bodybuilding at times to explore that side of myself, because it's something that has always interested me. And I noticed that it was like the key to my happiness was finding out who the fuck I really am. And now I've got to a point in that, and I've found a circle of people who I've become very close to, who are very much into bodybuilding as well. So now I feel like I'm going towards bodybuilding more seriously now than I was before, because I've done a lot of the shit that I felt I needed to do to find out who the fuck I am, and I can concentrate a bit more on that now.
It's reconfirmed your thoughts almost.
Not reconfirm my thoughts. It's not that any, that, you know, it's like in the priorities of my life, I'm like, so you got all the shit you like doing, and then it's been like, the bodybuilding's been like here, and then there's been a few things here that I've needed to work on myself. And now that I have, and I'm in such a good place, like life could not be better right now at all. It's like I can put some more time into this now. You know what I mean?
The weight off your shoulders to allow you to...
I'm the right person to focus on that goal now, whereas before I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of self-work and worked on myself a lot to be able to find out who I am. And I feel like a lot of people need to do this. So many people should do this. It's so important to understand who you are. And not many people do know who they are. There's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself and a lot of answers you don't want to know. But it helps a lot.
I spent about three or four years ago, and this is what I evaluated, who I am, and I worked it out. But I spend more of my time, because I'm very introspective, especially in prep. I spend more of my time, I suppose, evaluating not who I am anymore, but how I treat other people. Because mm-hmm. a lot of the times I can be very cold and heartless. I think it's a common trait amongst bodybuilders. I particularly remember Luke Sandow saying this about himself. And I couldn't agree more with what he's saying, because I think without us knowing it, we can be very much all about ourselves and almost shut other people. I thought we started the podcast out talking about shutting people out when it's probably unnecessary to do that. I've just learned now to, I suppose, be a little bit more warm-hearted, I suppose, like try and show a little bit of emotion to the people that matter and give no time to the people that don't matter.
Exactly, 100%, mate. I've always been a heart on my sleeve kind of person, though. I always tell people I love them when I love them. I always tell people how great they are if I feel they are. I always feel like I like building people up and telling them good shit, because it doesn't take away from my own greatness. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'll spend an hour telling Josh how good a bodybuilder I think he is. I'll spend an hour telling you how great a bodybuilder I think you are and how great a people I think you are, with no expectation of anything in return, because I'm really comfortable with who I am. So comfortable, in fact, that telling you how awesome you are doesn't take away from my own greatness at all in any way, shape, or form. And that's the problem with a lot of people, man. It's like they become so introspective that they don't have this ability to recognize other people and how good they are, you know, in for them, and then tell them so people know. And a lot of people fail to say, oh, this person's good at this, this person's good at that. If someone said to me, you're a cunt, are they with a great bodybuilder? I go, meh, I'm sorry you feel that way. You're still a good bodybuilder, though, you know? I don't think you're a cunt. You're still a fucking good bodybuilder. I can admire that. Because it doesn't take anything away from me. I've always been kind of like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I've always never sweated the small stuff. Very simple.
Very, man. Very
simple person. And I've always been told that. Always got the glass. Was it? Well, I don't know. That's the one. I kind of, I'm so much from me, I don't even know what the fucking expression is. Fucking hell. We have got 6 minutes left.
Fuck me, man.
Time, I think, flies. Actually having the timer has been a good thing. You know why? Because we could ramble on for about another 45, an hour.
Yeah,
2 hours. So we've actually got a bit of a thing.
We're going to see out the last 5 minutes then.
The last 6 minutes, do you guys have anything you want to say or anything? Or like plug? Or
continuing on with what you were saying.
Tell us any weird shit.
I was going to tell you, continuing on just with what you were saying, like, I get that from you. I get that vibe from you. You're a very simple person, like not in a bad way, but yeah. I think it makes you how you operate best on a mental level.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, whenever I message you, okay, you probably messaged me and I've replied, but sometimes I will message you just so I can feed off a little bit of that, because maybe I need that at that time.
Yeah.
I need that simple, that kind of simple bodybuilder who brings me back to what it was like when I first started. He's excited about everything that's bodybuilding. And mm-hmm. I forget about that sometimes. I forget what that's like. I've been doing this for, feels like ages now. And sometimes I need that guy who's just like so simple. He's like, fucking size that guy's biceps.
Yes.
Just things that I used to get excited about, I don't anymore. Yeah. I need that. It's almost like putting the child back in me a little bit. Do you know what I mean, mate, about bodybuilding?
I've always been like that, though. It's always been. But it's been like, you know, I was that kid in room 101, like the special needs room at school. But you could see why. Do you know what I mean?
It's not a bad thing.
Majority of reasons because I couldn't read or write properly fucking ages.
Your personality is a combination for nothing but happiness.
Yeah, just
very simple. But 4 minutes to go. It's been a beautiful speaking to you all.
Always a pleasure.
Is anything else that we want to say that we haven't mentioned? The thing is, when he's got 4 minutes, when there's a time scale, you're like, oh no, no. It's like you don't want to get into something too much, but you want to like this enough to be like, oh, that's a subtle ending.
You just want to piss.
No, I've not been for a piss. I'm just making sure this time scale is perfect. I'm the one who's going to put it together. I'm going to put the cement on the thing. I'm going to
strap on a closing note for everyone who's worrying about the gyms, like, don't fucking sweat it, man. The gyms will be open eventually. You'll be able to train, you know. Make the most of the time you haven't got to go to the gym or can't go to the gym to invest in other things. Like, don't dwell on the fact you can't do something. Look at the fact that you now have time to do other things that you couldn't do because you were going to the gym.
And also think that all the fucking, like, a lot of the gyms, especially ones like around where I have fucking invested. Mm-hmm. My gym down the thing have literally gone, and I'm calling it the Ultraflex effect. There's a gym in Milton Keynes down the road as well. I've done the same thing. Yeah. Literally, arms, legs, a leg room. There's a fucking room. They got rid of the CrossFit area. There's fucking wicked with the punch bags, right? And they put fucking legs. They've all these new machines and this wicked shit. I'm like, ah! And I was buzzing. I fucking can't wait. They're getting there. And they got new plates, 20 plates. And I think they're metal, but if they aren't, I'll be a little bit disappointed. But if they are, I'll be so happy because there's nothing more biblical than the... Do you know what I mean?
What body parts are you training this week, Josh, if you want to come down to mine?
I'm training pull tonight, and then training push on, what's the day today? Monday. Is it Monday? Yeah.
It's Monday today, correct.
Push Wednesday, legs Thursday, and that means Thursday, Friday. That means Saturday we're doing pull again. I've made a hash of that experience.
You just said that. You said, Josh, come to mine or whatnot. I was baffled because I was literally going to say, Joe, we should do. We should all hook up and train. Maybe in your gym, Dan.
Come. I said Josh, like both of you.
But I was going to say this and then you went, what are you training? You should come to... I'm like, fucking hell, what are the chances of us?
why don't you both come to mine and just train?
I'm off up north
until Monday. I'm Wednesday till Monday. I'm up Manchester way. I might be moving there.
We'll talk. This video is going to cut out any second. Anyway, cheers for listening, guys. Wicked. We will get back to these, and we appreciate the love. So if you post it on your Instagram story, we will say with some cute comments back. Love you all. Anyone want to end it?
No. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Buy Strum products from Josh.
Yes, all the Strum products. Code Majestic.
Get massive.
Okay. Let's go.
Recording button is going. It says recorded. Oh, yeah, it doesn't give you a warning on here, does it? All right, welcome to the Nice Discussion podcast. Yeah, we're a long time no see. Right, now that looks done, let's crack on with the conversation.
What were we talking? I was just saying how you two are just... I love watching your progress. It's fucking fantastic. Yeah, honestly, I don't go on Instagram much nowadays because it's just full of shit. Like, all this, like, it's just full of bollocks. It's all a load of shit. But I love watching you two, and as well with a few other people. Yeah. There's no one else really I actually follow or actually have any interest in whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean...
I've deleted Instagram for another day.
Really?
If I go on it for like 10 minutes too long and I scroll further enough, like deep enough, I'm like, no, it's got to go.
I know that feeling. I don't delete it. I just never go on it.
Really?
But then I get, yeah.
Well, I've never got annoyed at Instagram.
It's not annoyed. It's just like pointless. I just see it as pointless. I look at it. I'm like, what's even my reason for being on this app? It's like, it's full of people I don't give a fuck about. What am I doing? My life is so much more important than this app.
I just enjoy watching some videos. I think that's it.
I like the social aspect of it. I like how it brings people together. But unfortunately, yeah. I feel like it's misused by so many people. And then I'm like, fuck, I got to unfollow so many people. And then I'm like, I can't even ask to unfollow people. So I just don't go on it.
See, I think with Instagram, it only really shows the people's stuff that I actually like. Though I've noticed that. Because my mate will go, oh, did you see my photo? Like, we're having a kid. And I'm like, what? That didn't come up. Because I never look on his profile. I never, like, he never, last time he uploaded was like 2017. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I put it up like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, you're having a kid? Like, oh, fuck me. Like, oh, shit. Like, oh, I didn't see that because, I'm watching other people's stuff.
So that's the thing, man. Instagram pushes to the front of your feed what you, like, the people that you constantly watch, like their stories, you like their posts, maybe comment, maybe even talk to them by DMs.
Yeah.
But if you don't go on it for a while, it just throws random shit at you that like other that has had more traction from other people. And I'm like, oh, this is shit.
it can wind you up, that kind of shit. I see what you mean. I mean, there is a lot of shit on social media, but then it's like, it's just like, you when you're little and you don't like certain vegetables and your mum and dad make you eat, like, give them on your plate, you just sort of just pick off the stuff you don't want. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. I'm a bit gutted you've deleted it, though, Dan, because I really enjoy watching your training. I'm not going to lie.
Enjoy that. No, I think... For the day, mate. It's just for the day.
I did see your story, actually, about how you are feeling. What's up? You just feel a bit fucked?
Pretty much.
I mean,
I get like this pretty much every other rest day.
Really?
It's one of these things, man. Like when you're the combination of like relatively strong at your all-time strongest and you're heavy, your recovery capabilities are shit.
I was going to say, man, like you're what, 260 at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruh.
I'm not on the cycle or anything like that, so my recovery is even shitter.
Oh,
You're officially fucking big now, though, mate. Like, seriously? On a serious note? Like, you're fucking huge, son.
You're actually officially big, right? Yeah, whether you're officially big, like the scale, you go on the scales and visually, it's just, you're big.
I don't like scale weight though. I like people say, fuck me, you're big.
No, but I mean fuck me, you're big. I mean by your photos and by your videos. Not by, I don't give a fuck how much someone weighs. What's impressive is how they look. At the moment, you look fucking big, mate.
Well, that's the thing with Instagram as well. You need to see the person in person.
Of course. But I've seen you, because I've met you in person and I've seen your photos compared to when I met you the same time. I know the difference. So, like, I can use that, and I'm like, fuck.
You see it in videos, though. You do see, like, how big you are in videos, just because you can see you're more three-dimensional, as in, like, you can walk around. You know what I mean? When you take a photo, it's like a 2D thing, right? Unless it's on a certain angle, certain lighting, etc. It's when you have a video that you were doing, I can't remember what exercise you were doing. You're doing something. Well, I actually didn't really pay attention to the exercise, so I don't know what it was. All I said was, your calves are fucking huge. They look like fucking footballs on the end of your legs.
I think it was Anthony put a photo up of you walking towards the gym, I'm assuming. Like, on your grounds, walking towards your gym. And it was from behind. And I just thought, fuck me. He's fucking huge, son.
Yeah. It's a good thing, though. When you are that big, when you're like that big, when people, obviously, we live in an age where, you know, you don't look, especially in the amateur stuff, you don't look in a magazine or in a catalogue or the newspaper on who your competition is or the FA website. It's social media. That's our platform. So people might go, oh, Dan's fucking competing in this show. And they look at it, and someone goes, who's that? He goes, oh, that my mate Dan's competing in that show. Look at this kid. And he looks and he goes, oh, he doesn't look that big. But then he steps on stage and fucking hell, what the fuck happened to him? What has he been eating for the past 16 weeks? Do you know what I mean? It's one of those ones, isn't it?
This is the thing. It's like, especially after we put that photo up from November till now, that's what really made me realize how big you are as well. Because I saw you prior to that photo in November. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to stop calling me big. Like, I don't see it.
But it's true though, man.
You won't see it.
You won't see it until you've stripped down and fuck me, you probably won't see it ever, mate, yeah. The reality.
You'll always be thinking being better. But like Josh says, to be honest, you probably would, if you competed this year, probably would have seen it, because I can guarantee you were going for juniors, weren't you? Yeah, I think so. You would have seen that some of those juniors were going into some of I think you were doing the Birmingham show, correct me if I'm wrong, but you would have seen, there were some people that would have been their first show as a junior, and you were like 20-odd, you'd be like 20-odd.
And also,
a lot of people on there.
Another thing as well that I look at is, and we've covered this before, is, you know how you say you're not pretty, so you've got to be big? Like, you look, from a bodybuilding perspective now, not just a fuck me, you're big perspective, but from a bodybuilding perspective, as in judging your physique from a aesthetic standpoint, you look very good now, in my opinion. And you know, yeah. I won't bullshit you, do you know what I mean?
I've had so many people saying, are you not worried about, like, blowing yourself out? But I hadn't even started fucking growing. Like, the size I've added on has actually made my physique more aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Of course it has. Mate, it makes your waist look smaller. Your legs have grown. Your arms have grown. Your delts are popping. Yeah. You look wider. You look thicker. Like, your back was already stupid, and it's even stupider. But your chest has come up, which was a massive weakness of yours. Your legs have grown like fuck. It's like your entire body has just come together really nicely.
I said before that I was more of a torso bodybuilder than a limb bodybuilder, but this off-season, my limb has grown a lot.
Yeah.
It's the biggest difference I've noticed is your limbs and your chest. Your back, I didn't even look at because it's already fucking gnarly, and that's just going to get thicker. But even, like, from the back now, like, you've got that fat, like, the muscle that looks like fat, that hanging off you, you know what I mean? And then, but the size you've added to your arms and your legs is silly, mate. It's fucking impressive. Very impressive, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of that I put down to, honestly, a lot of my progress has come since the show, but in conjunction with that, I started training with Anth. And it's not, I haven't learned anything from Anth at all, but it's having a good training partner.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Forcing you to level the fuck up.
And I definitely think trying to chase him on a leg day is a fucking challenge.
Yeah.
So that's why my legs have grown. On the Cybex leg press yesterday, I got 10 reps on. He got 32.
32 reps?
That's how fucking strong he is on leg press.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there is like a difference in form. I have to go knees to my head. Otherwise, my knees hurt. If I didn't have to do that, I'd do it how he does it. Because, I don't know, his legs grow. That's how
I've spoken about this with a few people, though, in regards to leg training and myself, is I don't have to go. If I go full range of motion, all I do is hit my glutes more. I can shorten the range of motion. And I can, like, I've done, like, 800K on a leg press for, like, 27 reps. I'm stupid. And it's like, I feel every rep. And they're not, like, super deep, but the range of motion is perfect for my quads, for them to work enough.
Yeah. I
want to be able to stop at my legs, hit my belly. Mm-hmm. I want to stop there, but I can't because my knees hurt too much. Mm. I have to go past and hit the full stretch reflex and come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My knees fucking... the other way around. Amp can't go as deep. He goes to, like, his belly. He goes deep, but not as much as mine.
Yeah.
And he goes piston reps. He can go, like, bang, bang, bang. For me, yeah. I have to reset every rep.
See. Yeah, because I saw you did safety bar squats after. You were like, I'm like fucking finger on ice.
You were wobbling like fuck. Mate, you were shaking like a shitting dog going down. You're going down. I can just see your entire body.
Mate, that was a stupid idea. Now, Jordan actually programmed Smith squats and Ant started safety bar squatting. I'm like, oh, I can't be able to set up a bar. I'm so fucked already.
Yeah.
And we could not even talk after leg press. So we got on the safety bar. Fucking four plates aside felt like six. I was like, what is this? I couldn't stabilize. My legs were like Bambi on ice.
He's going to do the Smith squats.
That's why he programmed.
You still did it, though. Hey, you still did it, though, mate. Yeah, fucking smashed the set out.
That's true. Very true. That's very good. We've obviously got some topics we could discuss. Because a lot's happened, sort of, like, since we last did a done a podcast.
No, I don't even fucking remember when we last did a podcast.
The thing is, though, one of the main ones that I would want from you guys, which we probably all agree on to some degree what's going on, is that, obviously, not everyone's got place to train and stuff. And obviously, the gyms were scheduled to open. They were under the same stage of lockdown when we're being in the 4th of July, was when the gyms under in that stage where they could open up leisure facilities. That was to my recall. So correct me if I'm wrong, whatever. You know, I'm only saying what I've heard, what I've read. But so gyms were now open. Obviously, the announcement comes out and they're like opening pubs, restaurants and stuff over the gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear some of you, like, what, you know, just hear some of you guys' opinions and obviously, like, because it's a hot topic now and a lot of people are fucking enraged about it. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, the way I see it, I mean, it's one of those things that I've got a few different views on it. Like, I don't agree with it 100%.
Yeah.
I can understand the reason behind it, but at the same time, I'm just like, well, it is what it is. Just accept it and move on. Like, don't dwell on it. Fuck. Like,
you
can't control it, so just let it go. And, you know, you've done it for 12 weeks. You can do it for another four if you have to. Just crack on. It is what it is. But then at the same time, coming back to the topic and why I'm against it is because, like, Dan put a perfect post up that kind of, it put it into a nutshell and I fucking pissed myself and it was hilarious, is I've never got to the gym to do legs and taken someone home for a one night stand. And that is a prime example of why it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's true.
But one of the reasons I can understand it is because when you go into a gym, don't get me wrong, bars are the same, right? People touch shit and all this stuff. But if you go into a gym, people are constantly touching the same equipment constantly over and over and over and over. People are too fucking lazy to clean up after themselves and to wipe things down because they don't think it's their problem. That's one problem. Mm-hmm. The second problem is the people working in the gyms are too fucking lazy. Not you, Josh. I know you work in a gym. This is generalizing now. People working in the gym are too fucking lazy and entitled to then clean down the machines after people were using them because they go, oh, I shouldn't have to do that. You know, they feel like their job is just to watch people all day or something, you know? So from a hygiene perspective, as much as people who go to the gym generally look after themselves better, more than people that don't, because one of the reasons they're in the gym is to look after themselves from a health perspective, their hygiene is generally better as well. If you got people touching the same dumbbells over and over and over, no one's wiping them down, or they're getting wiped down once a day at the end of the entire gym, the entire day of the gym being open, that's a breeding ground for bacteria. That's a breeding ground for bacteria, man.
That wouldn't happen if people actually train properly and touch new weights, as Jordan would say.
the thing is, what the kick in the teeth is, though, is like you said about Dan's comment about the pubs and stuff, you know, it's a lot easier to enforce the guidelines in a gym environment than it is in the pub environment.
100%.
I think that's what the kick in the teeth was for a lot of, especially the gym owners. I feel bad for all the gym companies, even the big gyms and stuff that went out their way to try and, you know, they move their equipment around, they put the hours in and stuff for not to get any satisfaction. And then the worst thing is they put the graft in and then the pubs are like, yeah, well, you can open. Sweet. And then I'm not interested. It's probably why I haven't, but I haven't seen any guidelines of what's right, what's wrong, how many people can go in, what's going on. You know, what is he going to be? Weatherspoons is allowed to open as normal? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, this is the thing, man. It's like you get alcohol.
Scrapping.
Well, that's the thing. You get alcohol in the mix as well, and it just becomes a fucking fuckfest then of people being complete and at the cunts. Do you know what I mean?
Lose your self-awareness, don't you?
I think what it is... Go on. Sorry, Dan.
This was my point. At worst, in a gym, you're going to have a few people cracked out on Jack 3D. You go to the pub and you've got people snorting lines of coke in the toilet.
Fucking precisely.
This is the thing. I feel like... What did you say?
I said that's the reality of it mixed with being drunk and disorderly.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree 1,000%. I am a complete... If... One of the things I look at as well is, like, I think that people see, like, people sweating as an unhygienic thing. Yeah. People go to the pub and sweat more because they're fat, lazy cunts that can't help sweating because they're obese and have a shit diet that causes their body temperature to be so high that they don't even know what fucking deodorant is or shower gel. You can smell them from fucking 10,000 miles away. Like, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean? So it's like, just because someone's sweating in a gym, it doesn't mean it's any less hygienic than some cunt smelling a BO in the shop.
Yeah. Tell you what though, we said, when you mentioned that gyms, we said that gyms, like, yeah, it's gonna be hard to control because you get lazy bastards who won't clean up after themselves. That's definitely gym dependent. I'm going to shout out one gym here. I've mentioned them before. It's not actually a gym I go to, but it's a mate of mine who owns it. It's local. Asgard in Newmarket. When I was there, before the lockdown, I've never seen a community effort so like it at all. Yeah. Everyone on point. If you've used something, everyone was spraying it down. Everyone had a hand spray. Everyone had like cloths where they trained. I've never seen anything like that. And no one was like, oh, for fuck's sake, I've got to do this. Everyone was enjoying it. Everyone was enjoying the community effort like being together, in it together, so we can keep this gym running. If all gyms operated like that, we wouldn't have a problem here.
But the problem is that this is a small gym, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
With like a solid, nice, you know, a compact community that goes there because they enjoy being around those people and they all work together.
So absolutely, but the owners themselves have instilled that themselves. So
of course, man, they demand respect.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Turner, who owns it, like, I've never, and I know he's got co-owners as well, but I've never seen a guy who dedicates him so much to a gym to make it the way it is, that togetherness.
Mate, that 100%, but that's exactly what...
If every gym could be like that, because there's gym goers right now who are annoyed their gym can't open. Mm-hmm. But if you acted like that in the first place, maybe it would have been a good, you know, you would have given yourself a good image. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yeah, I think the thing is, it's like you say, I mean, my gym I train at in Gaines in Bedford, I mean, they've got a big membership, to be honest, but they've got all the equipment. But like you say, the guy who owned it, he had all hands on deck. So he had, instead of having two people work, he had three people work. And there was always someone out just cleaning, wiping down equipment all the time. It was always, and it was like an effort. If you're going to come and train, you're going to have to wipe down your equipment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can go train at fannyfitness.com or you can train with the proper equipment, with all the plates, all the weights, all singing, all dancing, lovely shiny dumbbells, proper equipment, but you've got to wipe it down.
Yeah.
You know, but then maybe it's the Fanny Fitness people. But then,
of course it is, man. You got to think, majority of people go to chain gyms. Chain gyms, because no one actually runs them, there's only people working there, they don't demand that same respect because it's not theirs. You go into, for example, Mike and Lisa Gelsey's gym, okay? You instantly go in, I mean, for a start, if you fuck about, then you don't do what you're, like, you're not a good person to the environment or to the people there, they'll tell you to fuck off. But people have enough to respect for them that when you do go in, you treat the equipment with respect, you treat everyone else with respect, and it's a place where everyone is the same, everyone does the same shit, and everyone looks after the equipment just as well as the owners themselves. Because
Josh, do you think it's more of a reflection of gyms not being open right now, of the atypical prejudice of, I don't want to call it prejudice, assumption of what a gym owner is rather than its members?
I don't know. It's a hard one to say, man. The only rational reason I can think of as to why they wouldn't open gyms is because of the old touching shit and that being, you know, constant, you know, bacteria breeding. That's the only logical reason that I can potentially come up with in my brain, because there's no other reason. It's very easy to control and manage. People that go to the gym, I know you got the stereotypes around like roidheads and shit like that, but generally everyone that goes to the gym, they're pretty respectful people. I mean, yeah, you know, you get a few dickheads here and there, but you do everywhere, but you get more in the pub than you do in the gym.
I always find the smaller guys, the smaller people in the gym, the skinny guys, are always the ones that let the team down. The biggest guys, the guys who respect the gym because they've done everything they've got. And always the biggest guys were the gentle giants. They're always the nicest people as well.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why the gyms aren't opening, though, to be honest, I mean, I think they can only open a certain amount of things. They can't just open up everything, right? It's true. They can't just go like everything open and everything go free roam or what's going on. And I feel like they're just handpicking what brings in more money.
I think it's a revenue thing, man. At the end of the day, you know, you sell alcohol and you make shitloads of money. You sell food, you make money. Yeah. You sell a gym membership, you make fuck all.
Well, you got to think people who. Nearly majority of, unless you're like a fucking nutter bodybuilder like us, you don't really go to the pub. But there's a lot of majority of people go to the pub. A lot of people go out and have dinner. You know what I mean?
But this is the problem though with the That's fucking world cool, we live in, man.
It's not good. It doesn't make
sense. The problem with the world we live in is people prioritize money over health. That's fucked up in itself.
Big time.
Mate, I'm not against the pub being open. I think
no.
If gyms are open, pubs should be open. Yeah. I just see it as an equal thing. That's all.
Exactly.
I agree. But I mean... All lives matter. All lives matter, exactly. But I'm not even going to get into that because like, I have so much and nothing to say.
Yeah, that's not... I'll get like...
You know exactly what I mean.
I think it's really...
we'll get deleted off YouTube.
Oh God! I mean, that was. I mean, yeah. Let's not get into that. I mean, it was. It's been crazy, isn't it? Like, there's what's happened.
Mate,
I mean,
that was
waiting to happen, and it happened. You know, just in a time of a pandemic. That's it. Do you know what I mean?
It's a load of shit, mate.
Do you think we'll ever fully appreciate what an interesting time we live in?
Us three, probably not, because we'll be too.
If I'm honest with you, I'm like staying away from the situation we live in.
There's a lot that's happened in our time of history that will probably be spoke on.
Like
key moments in human history.
Absolutely,
mate, this is of course, man. This is one of the biggest motherfucking god things to ever happen in the history of the world.
I'm just thinking, just throughout history, like what we've seen in this time, like with computers, the internet, social media, I don't know, Brexit, even Brexit, that was a hot topic. Where's that now?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Man, pick and choose what they want to throw out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Like, I'll do this now, that will do this.
I don't really follow the news, don't really listen to it, because... Fuck knows. It's just like one day they're saying one thing, next day they're saying another thing, and I don't really understand it all. So I'm a bit like, what's Nick Strength and Power said?
That's the thing, though. The TV is just a load of bollocks, mate. I don't watch TV. I don't get involved with all the shit that's going on in the world. They're like, oh, this is how many deaths there are due to, and I'm like, I don't care. It doesn't affect me, man. If it's someone in my life, that's great, and I'll be upset. But until that happens, like, it's nothing to do with me. My life carries on the fucking same.
If I'm being honest, if I'm not sure how to draw an opinion on something, I'll watch Joe Rogan and try and...
Joe Rogan that is the...
That might help.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. I'll listen to someone who's got a very clear mind, like, view on things. I think someone like Joe Rogan, he does have a clear... Like, he always listens to someone's point, even if, like, Ronnie Coleman says he's... 3% body fat in the off season.
Yeah.
But he still listened to him, right? He knew he was bullshitting, but he's like, yeah, cool. What's the next? You know, why did you lift so heavy? Like,
but mate, how can you? You couldn't go against an 8-time Mr. Olympia, even if he told you he was -5% body fat in the off season. You'd still go, yeah, that's amazing. Like, that's incredible. Cool. Like, you couldn't disrespect that person by saying you're full of shit.
Full of shit. Shut up, bro. You're full of shit. It's fucking brilliant.
No, but I agree, man. Joe Rogan, you know, quality podcasts and good YouTube channels is the place to go for the information you're looking for, not the fucking television.
Just a clear view on things.
Real people speaking their mind on certain subjects to give you different perspectives so you can listen into each one and go, I get that point. I know what he's saying. I get that. Not just whatever the fuck's thrown at you through TV. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Unless it's like terrorism related. There are certain topics that you know right versus wrong. For
yes.
Sure. But yeah. In terms of most topics that we have to face on an everyday basis, you have to take hints from every direction because you can't form your opinion off one side of a story.
Definitely not, man. And anyone that thinks that way is very narrow-minded. You have to be able to...
And probably a very dangerous person if they're in a place of power.
Of course, you know? 100%. 100%. Yeah. Definitely,
thing
man.
Is, though, there is, like you say, there is some things that are very, very black and white, and you can see what's right from wrong.
You know, I'd say that.
But then, yet, like you say, there's some things where it's like you don't know too much about or whatever, and you want to know, you want to learn more. But that's the whole. But the most important thing is that you go and learn, and then not just spout an opinion that you've made irrationally.
And it's not even just that. It's also having the capacity to understand other people's opinion, value their opinion, and then, you know, understand that they are as convinced in their conviction as you are in yours. You know, don't be so narrow-minded to go, no, I'm right. Go, well, I can understand why you think that way, but I think this way. This, you know, it's not, I'm right, you're wrong. It's like, I get you, but this is how I think.
Can you guys see we've got a 10-minute timer? Does that come up?
Yeah, I think I'll go. That should go.
We'll see what happens. We'll just go with the flow.
YOLO.
We'll go with the flow. I mean, that's one thing we need to sort out as well. Zoom. What are you playing at? What's all this 40-minute meeting all about?
Yeah, but isn't that like changed? Isn't that finished? Doesn't this just carry on?
I thought it just worked. And it's like telling me to upgrade. What, to premium? They're having me on, you see.
Trying to get our money, mate.
Oh, well, I'll have to sort them out. I'll have to be like, I do a little side hustle. I just email Zoom. Like, listen, mate. Come on.
Yeah, we'll start a mass discussion only fans just to pay for our Zoom subscription.
Just pictures of our faces. Oh, we can have pictures of naked women and then just put our faces in their private parts. Just be like, and people would, like some bloke, dirty old geezer, is like, oh, this is all right. Oh, fuck! Oh, no! Oh, my face in a woman's vagina, like, eh!
Yup!
Big beard, like, this dirty old...
Oh, mate.
Sitting there, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, no. Oh, no. And he's wanked over it as well. Like,
yeah, I'd actually want to morph. I want to morph your head now into a photo of a woman's vagina.
Oh, mate.
I actually want to take your hair off so it goes into the skin and just actually your face. It looks very real. I need to do this, though.
Make loads of money on fans only. Loving it.
She hasn't had her bikini line done, has she?
No, definitely not. are you going to trim the beard, Josh?
Yes, yeah, I am. I'm waiting for my barber to open. That's the reason why. So I'm just like, I wait for it, but my beard grows out.
Mate, how fucking long is your beard, son?
Do you know what I mean? It grows.
How hairy can a ginger person be?
Like, it's terrible, isn't it? It's like, the thing is, though, it's like, it's one of those things, it's like, oh, yeah, steroids make you more of who you are. Well, I was already a little bit hairy, but fuck me, it took me onto a different level, you know? Some people get angry, people can get more angry. Well, I just get more hairy. That's it. It's just the way. But it's like, you know, you've got to keep shaving. I really give my Phillips OneBlade a run for his money, that's for sure.
I can fucking imagine, mate.
I saw an advert from Manscaped, the lawnmower. Everyone must have seen it. You've probably seen it on this fucking video. Little advertisement, it looked good, and I was like, oh, this feels that's good. This thing, like, you can shave your bits and everything, it can shave everywhere without fucking you up. You know, when you get a bit of shave burn or something, or you catch yourself in the wrong area, it fucks you up.
Well, you're shaving your nuts, you go, ah,
You clip your nuts.
And then your balls start to bleed. Oh, it's not fun, man. Oh, yeah,
blood in there. You love it. Fuck. Yeah, well, anyway, I looked at this thing, and I was like, oh, this is wicked. I think I was filming on Instagram, being a tit, as usual. Clicked on it, and it was like fucking 80 quid. It was like 80 quid for a fucking shave that I'm going to shave my balls on. Fuck that. I was like, what? I was like, I'm getting married. Like, I'm sort of over this little bit. This is a single man's tool. You know, a single man who goes out all the time, who now can go to the fucking pub, catch corona and fucking answer. He's shaking, loving his balls, you know. Every week he's making it look good down there for him, you know what I mean? He's got to be on the game.
You're shaving down there and you cut yourself. If you cut your ball sack, you'll probably think in your head, tell you what, that 8 quid sounds good now.
Honestly, man, that's so true, man. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I get really scared when I'm shaving my balls because I think if I cut too deep, my ball's going to pop out because I might cut it open.
I tell you what. We're going to get deep in this conversation because I've had a lot of people say, what, you shave down there a lot, do you? Yeah, I fucking do. You dirty bastard.
I like having my pubic hair in check.
Yeah.
And in check for me is like a lack of it.
This is what I'm going to say to that comment, Dan. Look at this, right? Look at this. Can you imagine this around your cock? Do you know what I mean? Let's just put that, right, in perspective for everyone. Sitting here telling me, oh, you shave your nuts, you're bent. Fuck off. You have a fucking cock with a hairy fucking bush like this. Go suck my nuts. Fuck that shit.
No girl wants to go down there if they go looking for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Absolutely not, sorry.
So we're in the Amazon rainforest and we're trying to find the one-eyed pecker. It's an endangered species found in this robust jungle-like scenery.
This podcast has started off absolute fire out in it at the start. We all might get cut off in about three minutes. I'm going to link these together, these podcasts. I've even got iMovie open right now, so I'm ready for it. If that's not fuck me over. Last time, though, for everyone who's just listening to us, Zoom has a countdown, but last time it's counted down in it, and it's not gone. It's just gone, oh, you have got...
No, like, last time it did go off. Last time it did go off.
When I've been the host, it tends to got away.
Yeah, when you're the host, it tends to carry on.
Got away with it. There must be a system into it because I some season.
Sometimes it goes the host upgraded. That's all it does, and then it carries on.
Yeah. Hopefully it says the host upgraded, and I look at my fucking card. I'm like, fuck me, fucking £400 bill here. What the fuck? Fucking mass discussion podcast. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, what's going on in the world at the moment that isn't to do with all this shit?
Oh,
like, is there anything interesting going on that you guys want to talk about?
Well, there's certainly...
I got pissed. Have a think.
The thing is, there's so much shit going on that there's nothing... I don't know. Football started again, but I haven't even watched that. I support Liverpool in the league in the first time in years. And I'm not even... I realise how much bodybuilding has got involved in my life now. I realise to the point where I've watched Liverpool a lot in my life, right? I'm a Liverpool fan, right? This is it. Oh, wicked. Fucking damn respect. So I used to watch football with my granddad. So I used to go to my granddad's every weekend to my nan and granddad's, and we'd always watch Liverpool. Anyway, we might get cut off in a sec, so if it does cut us off, I'm sorry. But anyway, so I used to watch Liverpool, and I got more and more into it, right? And then I've realised, since bodybuilding and getting more and more into bodybuilding, that I've realised that we won the league. I've never won the league in my lifetime, right? That's one of the big things. I don't remember. It might have been a little baby.
1995
I was born.
It's since it got changed over to the Premier League.
Since it got changed over, anyway. But since I've been watching it, like, can actually see out my eyes, right? We won the league and I was like, oh, good. And that was my response. And then I flicked off it and I was like, oh, look at the size of this guy's biceps. I knew that something's taking over, you know?
15-year-old me would have went out and made a thing of it.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, that's really cool. But
oh, that's good. Yeah. It's like everyone else's response. Oh, that's good. And that's it.
What is this?
Well, little. So me and Dan are both Liverpool fans. So we'll say, like, back in the day, we won the league, right? And back in the day, would have been it's a big thing. It's the first time we've won it in its new format, which has been new for it's been its format for 20 something years now. It's been stupid like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Liverpool won the league, and I, like, you know, back in the day, I would have gone fucking wild. So I looked at it and I was like, oh, sweet, we won the league. Oh, look at the size of that guy's biceps. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, well, obviously you realise things completely have taken over at points like that, where that would have been a massive